Early one sunny Saturday, woke to the telephone. It was Brian, all he did was scream. I said, geez, Brian, please try and calm down a little bit, cause I can hardly understand a single thing. And then he said, just come over right now. If I tell you on the phone, you won't believe me. As I neared the front gate, I began to shake. I was afraid that my eyes deceived me. When I regained my wits, just enough to speak, I raised my voice to the sky and yelled, Brian, hey, just what the hell's going on with you? He said, what's it look like? I'm flying. I almost crapped my pants, I did the boogie dance. I just couldn't believe what he was doing. He was soaring through the air, doing loop-de-loops, zooming like some type of superhuman. I said, come back down here, talk to me, man, and explain to me exactly how you do that. As he drifted to the ground, he had the sky scratch his head and said, actually, I really wish I knew that. You see, earlier this morning, I learned that I could float as I woke up flying a foot above my bed. And so I opened my window, flew into the air, and then I called you to make sure I wasn't dead. I pleaded, teach me how, he replied, I don't know, just try. I said, come on, and don't be greedy, share with me, I also wanna fly. Tell me your secret, I need to know, I'll throw a fucking face. And look at the ground. My feet weren't touching it.
I'm standing here live in front of the home of Brian Maxwell, who, as you can see, is flying. Of course, we were skeptical when we first heard this report, but hey, I'm flying. Hey, look at me. Holy Toledo.
I woke up getting out of bed, opening my window to let nightmares go, go away, letting some beans go inside my bedroom to light my hand. I was staring at the sky when I saw this wisp buttered. Interrupted my thoughts in front of this huge cloud. I just kept looking at it and then I realized that it wasn't a plane, a bird of some advertisement campaign. A human being was actually flying. Into a shock, I ran out of the street and I saw this crowd on it. They were looking at the sky, same as me. I saw a lot of people flying. I could see their happy faces over my head. Emotions were fronting each other. I wasn't dreaming. I wasn't at my bed. I felt like if I were inside one of my dreams that I had as a child. The ugly one could fly and the smart one could fly too. No discrimination at the sky. The media, government, institutions stopped by this human air pollution. I felt this need. I was so eager to be there. I closed my eyes thinking about being with them. When I opened my eyes, I saw my anger, loneliness, heart beatings landed on earth. And you took my hand so gently, so tender. I was flying, cause my heart wanted. For as I look into your eyes, I saw myself. I found that dreams are unreachable. Aren't unreachable.
Good morning. As many of you at home are already aware, people all over the country, as well as throughout the rest of the world, have suddenly acquired the ability to fly.
こちら京都市内でも窓の外を見てください。驚くことに老若男女を問わず、大勢の人がまるで鳥のように飛ぶ光景が見られています。